Okay, Chevra, let's learn Yeridaya Simon Sadi Hei Se'if Beis. And after we read a little bit of Se'if Beis, we'll go back and connect it to some ideas that we encountered in Se'if Aleph. So it says in the Mechaber that if you have a Beitza Shenespashla B'mayim B'kidei Recholaves, Mutar Lases Osa B'toch HaTarnegoles. If you have an egg that was cooked in a milchig pot, you're allowed to put that egg into a chicken. Apparently that was tasty, or somehow, that you would take an egg and put it in a chicken. And even though the egg was cooked in a milchig pot, you could put it in the chicken. And that's mutter afilu lechatchila. Avon nespasha b'kadeira im basar, v'afilu b'klipa asar la'achla b'kutach. But if it was cooked with meat in the pot, so then you can't eat the egg with kutach. Now, there's a certain lack of symmetry or lack of parallelism here in the Mechaber. He starts off by talking about an egg that is cooked in a milchig pot. Then he talks about if I cook an egg with meat. Right? If I'd be parallel, I would then speak about if I cooked an egg with cheese. Now, if I cooked an egg with meat, right? You all know that. Like, cheese is milchix and meat is fleishix. So by this point of the year, we have to know that. So there is a lack of parallelism here in the Mechaber, but be it as it may, what's probably going on is that the Mechaber is just quoting the tshuva of the Rashba, that the case that the Rashba was addressing were these cases. So the Mechaber just quotes it, and it probably doesn't mean that much. For that reason also, the Mechaber is talking about taking this egg that's cooked in a milchig pot and putting it in a chicken. A chicken with a milchix is going to be basar b'chovetz rabbanan, no? And how come the Mechaber is giving that case? Maybe he should give a case of basar b'chovetz d'oraisa. So the answer is, you know what? That's the case. So the Mechaber tells us that case. Now, when we unpackage this Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Taz references this idea, and you see it in the Beis Yosef that the Taz is quoting, the reason why, if I have an egg and I cook that egg in a pot with real flesh, so the egg is going to be usher to eat with kutach. The reason for that, Zak the Taz, Beis Yosef, etc., is because eggs have holes in the shells. No? That's what the Taz quotes in those beis. Sheklipas habeitza bebirur minukevasi, uksha adam mivashla timtza habeitza atma tzavua meosa tzeva. Right? Anyone who ever cooked an egg realizes that the flesh of the egg also ends up the same color as the food that you're cooking it into. No? You ever put your eggs in shalant, right? That's actually a shaila, by the way, of hatmana on Shabbos. If you put your egg in shalant with the shell on, and it could potentially be a shayla of bishul on Shabbos, because to get the egg shell off the egg, it's usually very hard when the egg is really hot. So usually you have to cool the egg down to get the shell off. The best way to cool an egg down is that you put cold water on it. But my egg that was just in my chalent is a davar gush, no? And if I put cold water on that, I burn in hell. So you should not do that, right? You should not put cold water on your egg. What would you say? You can put eggs in shell, but what you should do is first hard boil them, then remove the shell on Friday, and then stick them in the chalent, right? That way you don't have the hatmana issue with the shell, and that way you don't have the bishul issue, because you'll take it out and you can just eat it. You don't have to cool it down before you peel the egg, right? This is like practical halacha. Now, what the Taz is quoting from the Rashba is that the egg has a hole in its shell. And because there's a hole in its shell, therefore we see, einenu haro'os, that the color of the food around it seeps into the egg. And because there's a hole in the shell also, the basar that is in the pot together with this egg is going to go directly into the flesh of the egg. And therefore, the egg becomes flesh egg. Let's say the egg would not have any hole in it. So l'cha'ayra, right, and the Prima Gadim makes this comment, we love Prima Gadims, right, the Prima Gadim makes a comment that what should emerge l'cha'ayra is that if the egg would not have a hole, right? The chiddush of the Rashi is that eggshells have holes. If the eggshell would not have a hole, so it would be mutter, because it would be a not bar not. No? Because what I have is tam basar that is going into the eggshell, and from the eggshell into the basar of the egg, right? Into the albumen, or whatever the official term is. No? Whoa! Right? Isn't that an amazing thing? That's a not bar not. L'cha'ora, we had a machlekes way back when, between the Chavis Das and the Beis Ephraim. Right, yesterday, way back when. We had machlekes Chavis Das and Beis Ephraim about not bar not b'sha'as bishul. No? Does not bar not only set in, does the kula of not bar not only set in if there was time for it to take hold? Right? It goes from the basar into the plate, from later on, from the plate into the dogim. But lu yitzuya, if I'm cooking some dogim in a pot and meat hits the dofen hakedera, so that's called a napar napisha special. And the chavistah says that's really usher, no? Beis Ephraim is mekel. What emerges l'cha ora from the perush of the Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes is that the only reason we're mekel on the egg, or excuse me, I should say it like this. The only reason I'm machmir on the egg is because we know that eggshells have a hole in it. If not for the hole, I'd be mekel. Mistama based on not bar not, like the Prima Gadim writes, that lechayr is a raya against the Chavis Das. So the Chavis Das knew how to learn, and the Chavis Das recognized this problem. And the Chavis Das says, you know what? I think you're misunderstanding the Rashba. The Rashba does not mean that the egg has a hole in it, that the shell of the egg, mamish, has a hole. Rather, what the Rashba means is that the shell of the egg is porous. Hayisi Omer, I would have said that the eggshell is not porous, it's like atum. It's completely sealed off. You know, like a cheder atum that you go into when they're shooting the scud missiles at you or something like that, right? It's completely sealed off. It's atum. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon that what? It's not completely atum, and tam will go through. In other words, I would have thought that an eggshell maybe is the type of substance of the Chavis Das that does not absorb kihuzeh. We have such substances like that that maybe don't absorb, according to Sfaradim, glass, right? Doesn't absorb. The havamina is that an eggshell maybe doesn't absorb at all. Kamashon that the eggshell does absorb, and therefore it's considered not by Napishas Bishel. Right? Effectively, what we're saying over here is that the Chavis Das has a different taich in this din in Sif Beis than the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that the Chiddush of the egg is that the eggshell has a hole in it. If that's the case, the havamina would be that lulei the hole, it's going to be mutter because it's not bar not. It's not bar not b'shas special. That would mean that we hold like the Beis Ephraim. There's no such thing as not bar not b'shas special. The Chavis Das says, oh, I don't hold like the Beis Ephraim. Heaven forfend, right? Rather, the reason why I would have thought it's mutter is because I would have thought that eggshells are not absorbent kihuzeh. Kamashon that they are absorbent, and once they are absorbent, it's a din of not bar not b'shas special. Hama ayin hetev b'divrei hataz. Right, he writes azoy, the last three lines of the taz. Ilav pekadosh derashba nirali de'ein nekev v'beitza elosho bolei opole derech haklipa. Zach the taz, right at the last line, he's saying, you know what? The Rashba Taka says that the chiddush is that eggshells have holes in them. But Zuck the Taz, I don't think that's the din of eggshells. I think the eggshells don't have holes in them. Rather, the chiddush is that it's boleya upole, derecha pleta. In other words, derecha klipa. In other words, the maskana of the Taz seems to be like the Chavis Das, but the Pashtus and the Rashba seems to be like the Beis Ephraim. That's what should emerge from this conversation. Good? This shayla of not bar not b'shas bishul, right? Like we're explaining, the shayla means, so I only say not bar not when there's time for the first heter to process itself,
Or can I even say that there's a kula of nat bar nat when it goes through and through, right away? Right? This is a machlokes, like we pointed out, between the Chavos Das and the Beis Ephraim. It might be a machlokes here in the Tasef Gatan Beis, the way we're learning. By the way, in the Megillah Sefer, of course, he points... is this from the Megillah Sefer? I don't remember anymore. I don't have it in my notes. Maybe this is not from the Megillah Sefer. I actually don't have it in my notes. I don't think this is from the Megillah Sefer, even. But that's Sifkatin Beis in the Taz. That might be totally Machlokas, Chavos Das, and Beis Ephraim. And then the Megillah Sefer points out that maybe the Machlokas between the Sefer HaTruma and the Rush in Sif Gimel might be totally in this also. Right? We'll talk about this more, obviously, tomorrow. But there's a huge Machlokas of Rishonim. Am I allowed to wash Milchik dishes and Fleishik dishes together? Milchik ben Yomei dishes with Fleishik ben Yomei dishes. Now, you have to remember, the way they used to wash dishes is they had a big basin. They'd put it on the fire. They'd light the fire, and then they stick the dishes in, no? You're allowed to wash the milchik dishes and the fleishik dishes together. So the Sefer HaTruma says, no, you can't, because this is going to be the type of nat bar nat that's aser. The Rush says it's mutter. Now, this svara is over here as to why it might be usher. So we'll learn tomorrow, God willing, that the Rush seems to have two svaras. One svara is that I'm worried that my fleishik, I should say it differently. Let's talk about washing a fleishik dish in the milchik pot. Okay? There might be a slight difference between the way I just presented the case. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But can I wash fleishik dishes in the milchik pot? So the Rush says it's usher. So one svara why it might be usher, because maybe the fleishik dish is going to touch the dofen ha-kazeira. Right, in the dishwashing process, that means my fleishiks and my milchiks are touching. The other reason why it might be aser is because I'm creating a nat bar nat in the water, and it's nat bar nat that tam sheni is l'iser. Usually nat bar nat means that it goes to the tam of basar into the kaira, from the kaira into the fish, and tam sheni is still mutter, so then the shadows can I put the kutach on top of the fish. But if tam sheni is going to be aser, the time of basar and chav are mixing in the water, right? So in that situation, I could say there should be asr. That's the that's the second svar of the Rosh, why it should be asr. But one could argue, in Lumdus, that machlokes between the Rosh and the Sefer HaTruma sounds very much like the machlokes Chavos Das and Beis Ephraim, no? You see, the Chavos Das tainas that I only have nat bar nat if there is rest. It goes from basar into kaira. It rests from kaira into dogim. But if it's not bar nat b'shas specials like the Chavos Das, it didn't rest. It's going to be asar. Sefer HaTruma, so it's going to be mutter still in a situation where there is no rest. The Rush may be saying it's going to be asar when there's no rest, because when you think about it, when I'm washing my milk, my fleishik dishes in the milk pot, what I'm really doing is there's no rest. The tam basar in the fleishik pot goes into the mayim at the same time that the tam cholov goes into the mayim, right? It's not that it rests first and then it moves on. It's happening at the same time. So svara no senes that what the Chavos Das is saying, that napa napa shas bishul should be asar, right, is really connected to that Rush who asers dishwashing in Sif Gimel. Right? And the Sefer HaTruma, who's matir, maybe is more in line like the Beis Ephraim. Again, there are ways of getting out of this and saying that the Tli is not absolute. But Lufum Rihato, says the Megillah Sefer, these two issues should depend one on the other. Good? So far we spoke about Napa Napa Shas Bishul and how that relates to the Beitza that was cooked in the milchik pot, putting it in the Tarnagolas Adkan. Let's move on to the Rambam. Yesterday we learned the Taisus on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Taisus said that the Rivan B'Shem Rashi Tainas that nat bar nat al yedei bishul is going to be aser. No? The Gemara speaks about dagim sha'olu b'kayra, whether it's mutar la'achlon b'kutach. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara speaks about olu. Olu means that the dagim were hot and the plate is cold. Or the plate is hot and the dagim are cold. If they're both hot, so that's ke'ilu, they're being cooked together halachically. This is a point that the Shach makes, no? Somewhere. The Shach in Osvav makes that point. Shach says that olu means that echad mehen, either the keli or the dagim, is hot. If they're both hot, that's ke'ilu they're cooked together. And the Rivan quoted Rashi that dagim sha'olu b'kayra is mutter, but dagim sha'nisbashlu is going to be aser. And Tosfos said no, even the spashlu is going to be mutter. Tosfos quoted Rashi as saying even the spashlu is going to be mutter. Now apparently there was a big machlokes in the family about what the Zeta really held. No? That seems to be what's going on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. Now, the Rama over here paskins that yesh machmirin bitzliya ubishol lesser nat barnat v'hamin eglas v'chatchila u'bidiya b'mutzah b'chol inyan. No? Zok the Rama that l'chatchila we are worried about the shita of the Rivan b'shem Rashi. Not barnat hayde bishol is going to be also. And l'chatchila we're worried about the Rivan b'shem Rashi. That not bar not ayidei tzli is going to be aser. Bidiyeved, it's going to be mutter. Now, we have to define every term here. What does lechatchila mean? What does bidiyeved mean? So how would you guys say, how would you teach of lechatchila? What does lechatchila mean? Lechatchila, I shouldn't do not bar not ayidei bishul. What would that mean? And what does it mean? That bidiyeved, it's okay. So there's a fascinating shach that you have to read properly. Look at the shach ay skimel. The minig lesser l'chatchila is la'achloi b'kutach, u'bidiyeved it's mutim nosan b'kutach. Avo l'vashon l'chatchila b'kdeir shol basar is going to be osar. You hear that shach? Zok the Shach, I'm not allowed to l'chatchila go and cook noodles in a fleishik pot when I want to put meatballs on those noodles. No? There's something called spaghetti and meatballs. Right? You're not allowed to make the spaghetti for spaghetti and meatballs in a milchik pot. That for sure is going to be a problem. When we say that the minig is lesser l'chatchila, that means that if I made my spaghetti in a fleishik pot, I should not eat the spaghetti with milchiks. Bidiyeved it's mutter means if I made spaghetti in a, and again, we're talking about a clean fleishik pot, and I already put cheese on it, then I'm allowed to eat the spaghetti. That's where the Shach is learning. In other words, to be go, Reima Nat Bar Nat, to go deliberately and cook spaghetti in a fleishik pot, almanas to put cheese on it. No, you can't do that, right? You know, we're talking about Ben Yomel. Once it was done, I cooked spaghetti in a fleishik pot. Can I put cheese on it? Answer, no. Why? Because we're chayshish for the Rivan B'Shem Rashi, not by Natayde Bishul, is a problem. But if I put my cheese on it already, so you know what you do? Bore mine mezoinis and you eat it. You don't make a shahako on the cheese, because Iker and Tafel tells you that when you put cheese on top of the spaghetti, you just make a mezoinis, correct? Everyone is in agreement? Here, basic Judaism. Now, the Rama distinguishes between lechatchila and bediyaved, and does not distinguish between bishul and sli. In other words, one could argue that bishul is called gimel nois neitam, because the tam goes from the meat into the pot, from the pot into the water, from the water into the noodles. No? Okay, that's gimel nois neitam, whereas sli is beis nois neitam. One could argue that we should be more machmir on sli than on bishul, and in fact, the Shach quotes in the Maharshal, the Shach in Ostalin, quotes in the Maharshal in his Isser v'Heter, then the Maharshal says that not barnat aydeit sli is mamish usser even b'diyeved. No? I got a case last week. Someone in the shul fried a veggie burger in a fleishik frying pan and used a milchik spatula on that veggie burger. Now, these veggie burgers I was trying are Morningstar veggie burgers. Morningstar veggie burgers say that they're dairy. So it happens stage one of the shayla is you have to contact the kashrus agency and find out, is it really dairy? It happens that in this case, that veggie burger, it says on the box, it contains less than 2% of whey. But less than 2% doesn't tell me if it's really dairy, no? Because less than 2% could be more than 1.66%, or less than 2% could be less than 1.66%, right? Math majors, is this correct? Right? 1.66% is what we call batel b'shishim, no? It happens that this guy was afgahak tzaris when all was said and done. I think it was a chafke product. So I contacted someone in the chafke, and they tell me that it's not bottle. The amount of whey, so it's really milchix. But let's say this guy was right. When the guy asked me the shayla, he's like, yeah, I know they write dairy on the product, but it's not really dairy. That was his shayla. What would be the status anyway? Remember, fleishik frying pan, fleishik ben yomo frying pan. The guy told me he used the pan like 2 hours beforehand, then he washed it out. Fleishik ben yomo frying pan, milchik spatula, right? What would be the din? What would the Maharshal say? Or is ben yomo? Maharshal would say, that's called nat barnat al yidei sli. No? I have tam, I have a milchik spatula, a fleishik frying pan, both b'nei yayman. Ah! Not by not aydei tzli, the Maharshal would say, treif. No? Preferish in the Shach. The Shach seems like he paskins this way. The Ramah paskins that not by not aydei tzli is going to be mutter. No? B'diyevet. And what would b'diyevet mean? Well, in this case, in terms of kashering the keli, it's zichur b'diyeved, no? The Ramah's context of b'diyeved is once you mixed the other gender in, right? That's what the Shach understood the Ramah. But l'chayra, in the case, in terms of the after kasher plan, that for sure is b'diyeved. According to the Ramah, it's going to be kasher. Because it's not b'nathay d'etzli b'diyeved. Okay. According to the Shach, B'shein the Maharshal, it's going to be Usser. How do you paskin, Ladina? So you take out this book, no? Badi HaShulchan. So he paskins that we don't really make the Maharshal. That you should try to be macher for the Maharshal, but Achrei Kechol Sakol, we don't really make the Maharshal. I remember I went over to Rav Shechter to ask him, I'm like, do we make the Maharshal about Napa Nari Dei Tzli? So this is like the first time this ever happened. He's like, Maharshal. And it took him like 30 seconds. He's like, oh, no, we don't hold that way. No, it's mutter. It took like 30 seconds. It's a long time in Rav Shechter zone. No? Okay, fine. So that is this thing. Now, I should point out, by the way, that when we speak about Nach Barnach Al Yidei Tzili, that it's going to be a problem according to Maharshal, the Chavis Das Tainus that nat bar nat ayde tzli is a problem only when the blia into the frying pan, let's say, also was through direct contact. It is possible that I used my frying pan with deep frying, with a lot of oil, and then the frying pan became fleishig, not from direct meat, but through mayim, through a lot of liquid, no? In that ofen, in that situation, the Chavis Das Tainas, the Maharshal's Chumrah of Nat Bar Nat Ayde Tzli does not apply. Because the lumdus of Nat Bar Nat Ayde Tzli is that we only have two transfers, that there is no mayim. Right? There's only two taimim. It's not a third stage. If there is mayim to begin with, so the Chavis Das says, it's going to be mutter, even according to Maharshal. That means, by the way, that the Chavis Das holds that the kula of nat bar nat applies even if tam rishon is ba'ochel and tam sheni is ba'kli, which we spoke about yesterday. No? Because in that situation, I have meat into the oil, tam rishon is ba'ochel, and from oil into the pan, right? Chavis Das says that's not called tzli, because there was some oil. Even though the prima godim tainer, that we only say nat bar nat when tam rishon is bekli and tam sheni is ba'ochel. But that's an aside. You guys are getting a sense of why nat bar nat shailas can like make you pull out your hair? Here's what separates the men from the boys, gentlemen. Right? The men from the mice, or whatever. Right? This is good stuff. Oh. Now, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says that l'chatchila we're machmir anat bar nat al yidei bishul, right? Which again means, if I cook my noodles in the fleishig pot, I should not put cheese on them. B'di'evet, if I put the cheese on, it's okay. But, zok the Ramah, davka lechoil imchola b'habosa atzmo avalitnen b'klish alahem mutu l'chatchila. Meaning to say, okay, ready? Let's say it's on a Friday, and everything is really busy. Friday this week, it's going to be nuts. Erev 3-day yontiv, and you have to make a lot of noodles to have lots of food, no? And you're going to be making, and you're not going to make milchig pots, and you want to have plain par of noodles. Can I make plain par of noodles in the fleishik pot to put on milchig kalim? Am I allowed to make noodles in a fleishik pot? Then I'll put on the milchik kalim. I'm not going to eat the noodles with cheese. No? It's going to be, right, noodles that I'm going to serve with vegetable sauce at a milchik meal, but there won't be cheese on the noodles. Rama says, permitted. Correct? I don't think there's any sister tire here. Bressler.
Even with the milk?
What? Even if it's a milk and milchik meal, the only time it's a problem is to put cheese on it. Right? But to have... Right? I'm learning a Ramah with you. But famous in Ramah, I'm allowed to make noodles in a fleishik pot to serve it on milchik kalim. But famous. Right? But famous in the Ramah. Oh. The Shaila is, why is that true? L'cha'ayra. If you hold that nat bar nat ayidei bishul is a problem, so it should be a problem even to make noodles in my fleishik pot to put them in the milchik keli. Again, I'm talking about the kelim of bnei yomim. Everything is bnei yomim. Everything is ben yomim today. Well, at least for the next little bit of today. in a few minutes, I hope. Right? Everything is ben yomim. Why is it mutter? So zotut 5 of kolim, badei hashochan, sivkotin chav zayin, sivkotin chav tes, and the biurim on page reish tzadi beis, ayin sham, Zotut Feivel, the reason why I'm allowed to make my noodles in a fleishik pot to put it on a milchiger plate is because there's no concern for a deraisa in that situation. Because the Prima Godim told me that when I'm living in Blia land, there's no bishul of basar b'chol of minatayra in the Baluas. And l'cha ora, what am I worried about? That these noodles, right, absorb the bliya from the fleishig pot, and then there's a little bit of flesh balua in the noodles. And then I'm going to put them on the milchik plate. There's going to be a little bit of balua of milk in the noodles. Zuck the Bible, since we're only worried in Balia land, or whatever we call it, it's probably the worst amusement park on the planet. No, it's like, mom, there's nothing there. Right, in Balia land, but if there's... Zuck the Prima Garden, Balia land is only Drabanan, and therefore, I don't have to be Machmir on the Naparna, because it's only Drabanan. Fighting words. Miguel Sefer sits there and he says, one second. In Erstens, you're telling me that Bishalom the Bliyas is only the Rabbanon? We had a Ramah in Sadi Beis Zion about when the Tipas Cholav is Nafla on the Kisui HaKedera. And the Taz commented, and the Ramah says that we assume that it's Nafla into the Reitav right away. And the Taz commented that's true only if it's mamish steaming then. If you're not sure if it's steaming then or not, so then maybe it's not that it fell directly into the right of, and maybe the kisui became treif. Right? And zuck the Taz, because you're not sure if it was steaming the moment when the Tipas Cholof hit the Kedera, so zuck the Taz, if you're not sure, it's a suffix derising, you have to be machmir. Right, that's a Taz in Sadi Beis Oschav Ches. Says the Megillah Sefer, Taz! That means that you're arguing on the Prima Gadim. Brilliant Chab, I think we mentioned this way back when. But he says, Taz, you're arguing on the Prima Gadim. Because Taz, what you're telling me is that when you're cooking bleas, that's also a Dairaisa. Taz is a Machmir because I'm worried about Pasa B'chav Min HaTorah in the Kisoya Kedera. That means he's treating it like it's a doraisa. So that's the lashon he uses, suffik doraisa, against the prima gadim. So zakt the Megillah Sefer, it can't be that the pshat over here is derabanan, right? That the reason why the Ramah's mekel to cook the noodles in the fleishik pat, to put those same noodles on the milchika plate, is because it's derabanan. Zakt the Taz, that can't be. Zuck the Megillah Sefer, the Pshat can't be because it's Drabonon. He also points out that obviously Reb Feivel is holding that not Barnat the Heter could potentially be Basar B'chol of Da'iraisa, which is very debatable. We noted that the Prima Godem in the Mishpitzos and Os Aleph has a suffix about not Barnat the Isura, whether it's Da'iraisa or Drabonon. Not Barnat the Hetera is a further suffix, but it's unlikely that it's really. It's unlikely it's really going to be Doraisa. And therefore, the Megillah Sefer says, I have to come up with a new pshat. It can't be that the reason why I'm allowed to cook noodles in the fleishik pat, to put them on a milchik plate, can't be that the reason why I'm allowed to do that is because it's a din terabonon. Rather, the Megillah Sefer moves to what the constitutional lawyers would call strict constructionalism. If you're a strict constructionist, what you assume is that the exact language of the formulation of the law is precise. The law over here is formulated in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, Dagim Sha'olo B'Kaira, Mutar L'Ochlam B'Kutach, or also Ochlam B'Kutach if it's Dagim Sh'Nespashlo. That means B'Kutach! With the milchiks. But if it is not with the milchiks, if it is that I want the dagim she'olu or she'nespashlu b'kaira to be in a different keli, that we're not discussing. And maybe that's going to be mutter. One could argue that the reason why it's a mutter to cook noodles in a fleishik pat and put them on a milchika plate is because the Gemara only spoke about bikutach. Short of kutach, short of actual milchik dressing, it's going to be okay. Now, I should point out that the way I'm presenting this is slightly imprecise. If you look in the Mishpatzos and Oshei, he points out that the way I'm saying it is a machlekes ha pri chodash and the prima gadim. The afaresh. We pointed out from the Shach that the whole conversation about Dogim Sha'olu is a conversation about once I put the cheese on, is it mutter?
Yeah.
Right? But l'chatchila, I'm not supposed to cook stuff in a pot in order to put cheese on it. That for sure is a problem, right? That's what the Shach said. The Shaila is, once I put the cheese on, is it mutter? Am I allowed to l'chatchila cook stuff in a fleshik pot al menas to use it on milchik dishes? One could argue that this whole conversation we have now, that's mutter, is going to be it's mutter once you put it on the milchik plate. But am I allowed to do that deliberately? So, the Kri Chodosh says yes, the Kri Megadim says no. But even the Kri Megadim says that if it's a situation, Litzorech Shabbos and the like, Lekavit Shabbos, and Kedome, Hameko Lavasho Tchila, Bimafas Basar Ben Yomo, Laros Bekli Cholov, Ola Hepech, Ein Goyar Ein Boi. So the situation that I gave, I think, is Keter Gomer, even according to the Kri Megadim. Because it's Erev Shavuos, and I'm trying to make a lot of pasta for meals, no? And I don't have that many mochik pats. Most of you have more fleishik pats than mochik pats. You give no sound in your kitchen? That's because you cook fleishiks more than mochiks, because fleishiks is better than mochiks, gentlemen. Mochiks is not good for you. I don't like it. Fleishiks, a good steak. Hey, tapas, no? Hey, again, if I teach you some things this year, it's got to be that fleishiks is much more mishmach than mochiks. Hey, push it. But that's the idea. So it would seem that in that situation that we gave, it should be much even according to the Prima Garden, etc. Bahamevin Yavin. Let's go on. Now the Ramah writes that if it's a Kele She'eno Ben Yoimai, once you already cooked the stuff in a fleishik eno ben yomo pat, then lechatchila you're allowed to eat it with the min hasheni. No? Meaning, once I already cooked my noodles in a fleishik eno ben yomo pat, I'm allowed to lechatchila put cheese on it. But the impression you get from the Ramah is I'm not allowed to do that deliberately. I'm not allowed to go lechatchila and cook noodles in the fleishik eno ben yomo pat in order to put cheese on it. If I did it by mistake, I used the wrong pat, right? So then I'm allowed to put the cheese on if it was eno ben yomai. But I can't do that lechatchila. That's the pashtus in the Ramah. And that's what the Chochmas Adam writes. But even according to the Chochmas Adam, he points out, I have a Mar Malkum for the Chochmas Adam, I could look for it, I think it's in Kal Chof Ches or something. But even according to the Chochmas Adam, if it's an Erev Shabbos and it's really short notice, then you're allowed to do that, l'chatchila. To cook in an Eino Ben Yomo pat, al menas to put cheese on it, right? If it's an Erev Shabbos, really a Dochek, the Chochmas Adam is Mekel. Very similar to what we said from the Prima Godem a minute ago. But the Chacham HaSadim is talking about putting actual cheese on, and because the pot was Eino Ben Yomai, Adkan. Everyone and their uncle points out that the Gra in Os Yud sounds like he's Mekel on this. It sounds like the Gra would say that L'chatchila, you're allowed to cook noodles, parif, in a fleishik Eino Ben Yomo pot, al menas to put cheese on it. Right? The pashtus in the Ramah is that's only mutter la'achlai, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to be mevashel. The gra sounds like l'chatchila you're allowed to cook in the fleishik eno ben yomo pat al menas to put cheese on it. That would mean that according to the gra, you don't need parav kelim. If you keep cheshbin of ben yomos and eno ben yomos, no, you don't need parav kelim according to the gra. The Pashtus says we don't hold like this gra. But in the Shas HaDechak or something, someone just asked me a shayla this morning that he cooked some noodles in the fleishik eino ben yomo pat, and he wanted to know could he... he cooked noodles in a glass container. In a glass fleishik eino ben yomo container.
That was the shayla or something. So I told him that, like, behitz tarif, the fact that the Arishon, that Kleos is not boleya at all, and this gro who says, a fleshik eno ben yomo, right, is mutter lechatchilo to use to cook pariv, that you'll add cheese to it, so that should be okay. Again, I don't remember the details of the question. If not, you can ask Yaakov Grun, who was on Ask Me the Shaila this morning, and I was mitzdaf this gro together with that glass svara, but Imamish have no recollection of what exactly happened anymore. Okay, Sefer, have a good day.